So English, Finland devotees, very expert. They know everything. Even Sanskrit and Hindi something. Very good. We should make more devotees in Finland. What is called Shraddha and what is called Sadhan? Tungi, you should stand up and tell what is called Shraddha and what is called Sadhan. Yeah. From there, what is called Shraddha and Sadhan? More louder, please.
So on the order of my beloved Diksha and Shiksha Gurudev, he has asked me to explain what is the difference between Satya and Sadhan. And I have no qualification to do this, but on his order I will try, and with all of your blessings, please forgive me if I make any mistake. So, in simple language, Satya means the goal, what we are trying to achieve in our life is called a goal. And the process by which we can achieve that. One example is, if somebody wants to be a heart surgeon, they will have to undergo the sadhan of going to medical university and heart surgery. They will not go to film school to study directing or acting. Similarly, if in our life we have made our sadhya, Krishna praying, specifically Braj praying, then we will have to follow a specific sadhana that is processed to achieve that. And that
sadhana, for love and praying, if it is goal, what is sadhan for this?
Sadhan for Krishna praying is specifically to hear from a Rasik Vaishnav who has the kind of Krishna praying that we are desiring, and he has that in a greater degree. He has the same bhav that we are aspiring for. He has it in a much greater degree, of course, than we have.
What is bhakti?
Bhakti is Anya Vilashita Sunyam.
Go on.
That means the continuous cultivation of activities that are favorable to Krishna, which is performed with our body, our mind, words, and emotional sentiments, that is not covered by karma and jnana, which is unfavorable to the pleasure of Krishna. However, because we are living in this material world, we must accept some karma, meaning we have to maintain the body, and we have to accept some jnana. So we should not accept those karmas and those jnans which can cover our bhakti, such as impersonalistic jnana, or even in the ultimate sense, Aishwarya jnana, knowledge of Bhagavan's Bhagavata, the brother.
Go on. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Very good. You have to write more and more. Always being in our association very strongly. All also. My daughter should be very, very, very strong. And they should preach here and there. This. I want that those who are not married, they should not marry. Of very pakka brahmacharini. Like Shyamrani, Shanti and others. Vichitra. And also, in male devotees, who are married, they should be there. And they should practice bhakti yoga. And they should try to develop. And one day they should be renounced. And those who are brahmachari, they should not go down. Or they should be brahmachari. Always. No fear at all. Try to develop. From brahmachari sannyasi, I don't want that anyone should go down in lust and be family life. But those who are, they should be. And then develop gradually. They should come in brahmaprastha and then renounce. Like Yajnavalkya, like others. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Krishna Kripa Tumate Purna Hai Sab Tattva Janu Tumar Nahi Tapatra Hai. Krishna Bhakti Dhara Tumi Janu Sab Tattva Bhav Jani Dardhya Lagi Puche Sadhura Sabhav. Oh, Shyamrani. What Swamiji has written?
140. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is in response to Sri Sanatana Goswami's question. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Lord Krishna has bestowed his full mercy upon you so that all these things are known to you. For you, the threefold miseries certainly do not exist. Since you possess Lord Krishna's potency, you certainly know these things. However, it is the nature of a sadhu to inquire. Although he knows these things, the sadhu inquires for the sake of strictness or for others' benefit.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a slok from Naradiya Puran. Achirateva sarvarthas siddhat esham abhipshita sad dharmas sarmasya avabodhaya jesham nirbandhani mati. What is the meaning? You.
Translation. Those who are anxious to awaken their spiritual consciousness, who have unflinching intelligence, and who are not deviated, certainly attain the desired goal.
What is the meaning, in your words?
Here, in this verse of Naradiya Purana, it is stated that if someone, they are one-pointed, and they are not deviated in their practice of devotional service, then very quickly they'll become established in transcendental knowledge.
What he asked? What you have understood?
If a person is one-pointed, that means he sets only one goal, which is this development of Krishna consciousness, and works towards that with great determination, then he will surely be successful.
Yes, very good. Oh, this is very important. Nirbandhanim mati. What is called nirbandhanim mati? Oh, strong faith and one-pointed mode. I want this, do or die. I will have to achieve this. No? Then, oh, he will gain what he wants. Bhakti and everything. Sadhan, sadhan. What I told.
It's very important for a sadhak to be single-pointed and focused. And his intelligence should be resolute. In other words, he must have unflinching, strong faith, belief in the words of the spiritual master and the injunctions of Shastras. And then such a sadhak can very easily advance and he can understand his sadhya and achieve his goal.
Can you tell? Loudly, louder. Stand up. Not fixed goal.
Fixed goal.
He want to fix and to achieve.
Then, if he has one goal, he is fixed, and he wants to achieve one thing, then very easily he can advance towards that.
Chikarel? No. Thank you. So, I want that you should have a Nirbandhani Mati. One pointed that I do or die. I will have to attend this. And then surely, in couple of days, years, in couple of births, you may have. Very quickly. But you should have this. Whether you are wretched, you have no qualification at all, you are lusty or anything, you may be, X, Y, Z, no. But if this tendency has come, then surely Krishna will come. You can attend the love of Krishna. All goals. But you are yogya patra havatumi bhakti pravartai. Krameshav tattva suno kahe tumate. I'm telling you all, sadhan sadhan. There are so many sadhan sadhan. And it has been discussed in Raramananda and Mahaprabhu Sambhav. Everything. Not only sadhan, only sadha. So many kinds. But topmost is what? The love of Radhika towards Krishna. This is topmost. And for Jiva, to attain the mode of, the service mode of Manjari, especially Roop Manjari. This is the highest, highest goal of the life, of the devotee. And what is sadhan? What Roop Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami was exercising, but they were indifferent of this. So you may be rich at no home, lusty or unqualified even. You should promise that I must do this, do or die. And go on doing. Then he began to speak. Jivare sarupai Krishna Nityadas. कृष्णे तटस्थ शक्ति भेदाभेद प्रकाश सूर्यान से किरण जैसे अग्नि ज्वाला चाहे स्वाभाविक कृष्ण तीन प्रकार शक्ति है. यू
इट इज द लिविंग एंटिटी कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल पोजीशन.
स्वामी जी इज राइटिंग
बट It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is Tathastha Shakti, marginal energy of Krishna, and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord, like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. Krishna has three varieties of energy.
Any purport? Okay, you should. Very carefully you should hear.
In the Bhagavad, Srila Prabhupada's writing, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur paraphrases these verses as follows. Quote, Sri Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? In answer, the Lord replied, you are a pure living entity. You are neither the material body nor the subtle body, composed of mind and intelligence. Actually, you are a spirit soul, eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Krishna. Therefore, you are His eternal servant. You belong to Krishna's marginal potency. There are two worlds,
the spiritual world and the material world. And you are situated between the material and spiritual potencies. You have a relationship with both the material and spiritual worlds. Therefore, you are called the marginal potency. You are related with Krishna as one and simultaneously different. Because you are a spirit soul, you are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are a very minute particle of spirit soul, you are different from the Supreme Soul. Therefore, your position is simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Soul. The examples given are those of the sun itself and the small particles of sunshine, and also the example of a blazing fire and the small particles of fire. Another explanation of these verses can be found in Adi Lila chapter 2, verse 96.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Thus ends the first part of the class given on the 14th of June 2001 in Italy. Hare Krishna. The second part is available on another disc. I have marked part 1 and